Her name is Marianne from Kent, and she's a retired pharmacy tech with a penchant for adventure.
Wow.
And when I say adventure, I mean going out to the mailbox very, very slowly.
Cool.
Wait, slowly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Adventure-like.
All right, Mary.
All right,
Mary.
Welcome to the show, Marianne.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, good morning. I feel like Jeff just wrote your new dating profile.
Well, I don't know about that. Tomorrow's my 42nd anniversary.
What?
Oh. 42nd
yeah.
anniversary?
42 years you've been married?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Isn't that the Tinderversary? Like, every year has a gift, wood and, like, silver. 42 years is Tinder, right?
Tinder?
Yeah, so then get back on the dating
apps.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, the wood.
Yeah, you test the marriage. See, yeah. Okay, let's just see.
How strong is this really?
Is that how you make it work, Marianne?
We never tell.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. Good answer.
Don't talk to them.
That means she actually doesn't know.
All right. Yeah. We're sending Brooke out of the studio while that happens. Marianne, you know how the game works. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, let's do this. Your time starts now. Today is VCR day. What does the C in VCR stand for?
A set.
The Australian Open, the French Open, the U.S. Open, and what other event comprise the Grand Slam of tennis?
Wimbledon.
What are animals called that eat both meat and plants?
Omnivores.
In Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, what was Indy searching for?
A goblet?
Fleas have wings. True or false?
False.
Nice work there, Marianne and Helper, yeah, possibly, because there was another voice that came through on the phone.
Better not be Alexa.
No, it's a ghost.
It's your dog?
It's a ghost.
Oh,
a ghost.
Okay.
More believable than the dog.
We accept ghosts as helpers. That's fine. Brooke's coming back in the studio. It's funny Jose mentioned Alexa because Marianne apparently has 4 Alexas that are all tuned into our radio show all across her house.
Yay, that's awesome.
I love you, Marianne.
Is that how we get ratings? I don't know how it
works. No, that's how you make a marriage work, don't you know? You listen to our show and you don't have to talk to each other.
Now you know the secret.
Yeah.
You just laugh and...
My parents listen every morning. They're still going strong after, I don't even know.
It's not just morning. It's all day long.
Oh, God, Marianne, we love you.
For the soundtrack to your whole life.
I would marry you if you weren't already married. Yeah.
Brooke, you ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. Today is VCR day. Hmm. What does the C in VCR stand for?
Cassette.
The Australian Open, the French Open, the U.S. Open, and what other event comprise the Grand Slam of tennis?
British Open.
What are animals called that eat both meat and plants?
Omnivores.
In Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, what was Indy searching for?
The goblet thing.
Fleas have wings, true or false?
True.
In which city can you find the House of Parliament and Westminster Abbey?
London.
Ooh, we got our answers in. We're going to go over to the scoreboard and see how you both did with Jose.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Bolaños.
God, he'll never get old. Marianne, you got 4 correct today.
Ooh, bring in the fire, Marianne.
1 for each Alexa.
Uh-huh.
And Brooke, you won Alexa short, only 3.
Oh, she beats me.
You won, Marianne. Get her on the
way. All right.
You did it.
Nice job, Marianne.
Yay.
And Marianne's ghost helper.
Let's give some credit to the ghost.
Voice, yeah.
Today's VCR day. The C in VCR stands for cassette, video cassette recorder. Mm-hmm. Australian Open, French Open, the U.S. Open, and the 4th event in the Grand Slam of tennis. Technically, it is the British Open, but they call it Wimbledon, so we couldn't give that to you, bro.
Okay.
The animals that eat both meat and plants are omnivores. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, they were looking for the Holy Grail.
You both said goblet thing.
The goblet thing.
It is technically, but it's the Holy Grail.
There's a
give it to me?
No. We would have given it to her, too, and she still would have won.
The fleas have wings. That is false. They're only 1 of 4 wingless insects in the world.
Gross.
And you'd find House of Parliament and Westminster Abbey in the city of London. London town.
Yes.
Now, Marianne, for winning, not only do you get $100, but you also get some other prize that I don't know what it is.
The juice cleanse.
Oh, yeah. You get a $100 gift card to Squeezed.
Yeah.
Squeezed.com.
Aww.
Yeah, squeeze.com. And don't forget, right now you can get 20% off free same day delivery with the code
Brooke.
Summer.
That's my name.
Summer. The code Summer.
Dang it.
But you have to hit Brooke when you go to checkout.
We know what we're doing.
Trying to make it all about me, Marianne. It's not working out as well as I had planned.
No.
Never does.
But
Marianne,
you also got the $100. And yeah. That's what's most important.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Marianne.
Dang it.
Thank you for playing. We're going to come back and do Win Brooks Bucks again, same time tomorrow. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.